Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Doc and Spyro's League News Live. If there's anything messed up with the audio, please let us know in the chat.
Please yell at me.
Yeah. Yell at him. Don't yell at me. I'm fragile. I can't take it. We're joined by quite a few different people, although some of them might be on mute at the point, which I just realized is actually a really good way to claim that they were on for the whole podcast, but they were really on for like only a second.
No, I have the Discord layout on, so you just see that.
Can actually see it.
Yeah, I'm watching that right now.
Well, we've got Esso, who didn't is the only well, me, him and me are the only ones that didn't win anything today. So that sucks. We've got Beavis. What's going on?
Hey.
We've got Dark Spyro.
Yo,
may
what
or
up?
May not still be muted. What's going on, man?
No, I'm
we got
here.
Bailey. Who is a first-time guest. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Not much, man. And then we've got Moose.
Who's definitely guest. Been here the whole time.
Yep, 100% the whole time.
Definitely been here the whole time. Definitely didn't panic when he saw that you were unmuted.
No.
We should also point out quickly that everybody here, minus you two, are members of the Vancouver roster. So me, Moose, Bailey are all players, and Beavis is our GM and a player.
Yep.
Used to be.
Okay. This season you were.
Yes.
So, and that team won the Continental Cup today, beating the Helsinki Titans. What was it, 5-1? Was that right? That's pretty awesome. 5-1. In 6 games.
It was a good PP whacking.
Yeah. What was that like? Were you guys hype in the locker room? Or?
Oh, yeah. All
definitely.
Season long.
Just
Bailey was our hype lord.
Bailey's sole job is to hype.
Literally, that's all I do. I just post
the conductor of the hype train.
Yeah, we have hype teams. Yeah, literally going entire season long. Well, hopefully the entire season long, but it looks like it worked, so we're gonna keep it going.
It's true. That's what made it succeed, clearly.
Exactly. Yeah. The GIF posting in the Vancouver locker room was what fed STHS giving us the cup.
It just knew. It knew.
Yeah. It was some sort of communication.
Our every morning offerings of hype trains.
Exactly.
And like the 12 billion Ric Flair. Literally every day, multiple times a day.
I mean, yeah, Simon knows who wants it and who doesn't.
Goku Super Saiyan.
I don't know. If Simon knew, then he would have given me a couple more.
I'm right here, though.
Maybe if Simon knew, then he might give Esso a finals appearance.
No, he just... Well, I guess, yeah, isn't Simon French? Like, you would think he would stick up for you.
Or maybe he just hates him because he's French.
I mean... Don't feel special. French people hate everyone. Even more French people.
This is true. I was about
especially
to say,
different
French
types of French people.
Exactly. Alright, people in the chat, tell me if the sound is all good.
I mean, they've just been saying, come on, Spyro, which... I don't...
What?
Yeah.
They're all rooting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really?
We were debating where the comma should go in that sentence.
Right.
You're talking. No, I don't think we're talking right now. We're just mumbling some garbage.
Oh no.
Like usual, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But I guess let's. Were you guys expecting to win it all this season, or was this modification mid season, early season to be like, hey, I think we can actually do this.
When the season started, I barely thought we would I thought we might sneak into the playoffs. I think that we'd probably get out of like the wild card round, but after we started the season with like I think it was a 12 or 13 game win streak, that kind of changed the expectations a little.
Oh,
and after that point I thought, hey, you know what, we might be able to get to the second round, and then I think the team is too young and too low a TPE to actually like do any damage, but the team like over the season kept earning, and eventually I was more and more convinced that we could go the distance.
Imagine having players on your roster.
Active ones too.
Can't
Doesn't
be me.
Frog only have inactives or something like that?
No. It's just the old guys. It's their retiring home.
The remnants of your run.
I mean, they are called the Phantoms.
Damn.
Got a point.
That's rude. Well, that's awesome, guys. I mean, it was pretty fun to watch. What point in the season, I guess, would you say, or the playoffs, rather, were you most afraid of you weren't going to make it?
When I was shitting the bed, I was pretty worried.
Which series was that?
First series? Was it the first series that went to seven? No, the second series.
I think they both did. Against Toronto was rough.
Yeah, the Toronto series really spooked me, personally.
That's what Toronto went to seven games, and it was back and forward the whole way. And that was one that we did not want to go to seven. And then when it was 3-3, we're like, come on, please.
Oof.
The hype train worked, though. It got us
to seven. I remember on the last podcast that we did that was my original prediction, was Toronto, Helsinki. And once we got to game seven, it's like, okay, I can see where this is going.
Didn't I say we were going to go all the way?
Yes, you did.
Didn't I predict Vancouver winning the cup? Oh, holy shit.
Bailey talk, people say you're too low, so I'm going to boost you if you're too low.
All right, yeah. I was just saying, even DC, that the two games we lost, we looked not great. And I was like, oh, God. That was the two games are. I was like, oh, no, that's not good. But yeah, we pulled that out. And then this game, the seven game series is always tough, any game going to seven. And then Helsinki was on a hell of a streak going into the finals. And we just came off playing seven games. Like, I don't.
You know, weirdly, I never really felt like Helsinki was going to beat us. Like, once we got past Toronto, I never really felt that Helsinki... Like, even in when we split that first, you know, those first two games, it's like, but they can't really outscore us. We can beat them by multiple margins.
It was 1-1 two days in a row.
Right. Close. But if you were looking at the scores, it's like we were outplaying them in every game.
Oh, yeah. Out goaltending, out shooting, out like special teams. The last game, the last two games, we had 12 penalties, didn't let in a single power play goal. Penalty kill was on lockdown.
I'm going to say the one that I was most afraid of was Helsinki before the series started, because they had just run through the EU without like any real like competition. And then I looked at like their win-loss record and I was like, oh my god. If they continue the streak, we're dicked.
They swept Malmo, and Malmo was not a pushover team.
So, yeah, that's why I was really afraid of them.
They're also Malmo.
Yeah,
but this place is new Malmo.
Moscow's had a great team this year too, and just they got trucked.
Just look at the Halifax in the minor.
Awesome. They got owned by
I'm also Miami gang. So I won two cups this season.
Beavis, can't you share?
No.
Wow.
it's rare that I get anything, so
I'm gonna say it's rigged. I'm gonna keep it. It's rigged because you're commish.
I'm surprised Gorlab hasn't brought that up yet.
I'm gonna tag him. Be right back.
No, please don't.
Fucking Miami, man. That was pretty wild.
That was a great run. I know we weren't gonna talk about the M much, but that was a great run.
No, that was fantastic.
That's that LA Kings stuff right there.
Yeah. That was fun to watch.
Quite honestly, I know I'm still a fairly new player, especially with some of the tenure that's in this podcast, but it's something I've noticed since I've joined the league. You don't really... The super teams don't win. The teams that wind up winning the cup, generally perennially, are your teams that kind of start off slow, and by the time they get to the playoffs, they've built up TV all season, whether that's the M or whether that's the BHL, you know, bowl. And that's kind of what I've noticed just in general.
Man, I think New York will have one like.
I did exception to that. I remember Saskatoon.
New York will have won like 5 cups if it's like that every night.
I do agree with what you're saying. Like, I think you need a portion of your roster being a lower cap hit at the very beginning of the season, and then being able to jump into those different, what you'd call like salary cap tiers, and then during that time, I think that's when you can turn a good team into a great team just by your bottom 6 guys really pumping out the TPE.
That's like our team. We're gonna have some real cap trouble. All of our rookies are too good.
Probably not next season, but in the future,
down the
definitely.
Line, yeah. Oof. It's gonna be like what happened to Seattle.
I mean, you can navigate that though. I think Seattle proved that can be done, and I think you guys have the pieces and certainly the knowledge there to be able to navigate those waters.
Hi, Banna. I see you in chat.
Oh shit, Banna.
Yeah, are you gonna engrave his name on the cup? Or
no, what I do have to do is in the VHLM, I have to give Gustav a ton of credit because he because of my marbles thing to decide my player's name, because he came in second, he got to choose what team I signed with, and he picked Miami because he thought I'd miss, and I won the cup. So thanks, Gustav.
Yeah, that sounds like some shit he'd do.
Right.
Love him. But, yeah. Well, cool. I guess that, my next question would be, what do you think needs to be done to be able to keep the winning alive? Are there any moves that you're planning on making to, kind of solidify this dynasty? Or do you see it being a one and done sort of thing?
Mostly, I haven't really actually had a ton of time to look at that yet. I keep getting people offering me trades, and people keep coming to me like, hey, would you be able to move this? And the whole time I'm basically like, I have no idea until I win or lose. And then that's going to really decide. The second we won, like, it was awesome, like, celebrating in the locker room. But like, then it's almost like I have to go to work immediately because now I have to plan for what the hell I'm going to do with the draft and what the hell I'm going to move and if I'm going to move anything. I've had tons of offers for my picks, as you've probably seen earlier with the trades. Picks are a hot commodity. So, and I got lots of those.
There's 6 rounds this year, so 4
exactly.
4th rounders are worth something.
Exactly. All picks are worth something right now.
And we also have like 19 million, I think, in cap space. Obviously, Downey, is a portion of that, but we still have a ton of cap space, too, to kind of get something.
I think Jeff's retiring.
I don't know about that, but
I asked him this morning, so I don't know.
Oh, maybe he is. I haven't talked to him. I do know that we're probably not going to have Downey on the team, and we're definitely not going to have Brock Louth on the team. So that's about 11 million right off the books right there.
Thanks for the sub, Jeff. Jeff's saying Beavis trash.
Thank you.
Controversial opinion.
That's a hot take right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta have a sip of water there, Esso.
I gotta go take the fucking water, then.
What's the rule with that? I'm not sure I understand.
If you watch,
there's 2 sips of water.
2 sips?
I could give you
I'll
another one. Depends
you.
How thirsty you are.
There's your sip for you.
Nice.
Now you just gotta do 1.
Oh my god, 3.
3, 4. See, that's exactly why I put it high. Guys, if you wanna take part of this with me, drinking water.
If you're listening, keep some of those points for the draft stream because he's going to be a little thirsty that day because it's probably going to run a little long.
It's also the fact that there's like 60 people instead of like 15 nets right now.
Jesus.
I know.
Jackson, no, that's exactly why you saved them, Jeff. Because it's going to be higher.
I'll make it illegal that he puts it above 500. He'll have to forfeit draft picks.
Wow.
The Hydro gang needs to keep in power.
That's ruthless.
Spyro, what was your first season as captain like?
I feel like it was a very lucky one.
Luck is a part of skill, though.
This is true. I had my best statistical season as the starter. Like, I've had good seasons as a backup, but as far as being the starter for the Wolves, this is my best season. Playoffs, about the same, obviously, because I ended up going deep and winning the cup. Even though I was pretty shaky at first, I noticed near the end, when it really mattered against Toronto, I was getting some really good games. And then same thing against Helsinki. The last couple of games was getting some really good games in. So I was just happy I was able to step up and really help the team when I needed to.
It's a good feeling.
I would like to announce a trade.
Oh.
Live trades.
A live trade.
Live trades. We're doing this now?
That's pretty cool. Let's do it. That's cool. I'm down for this.
Yeah, let's go.
So the New York Americans trade the UJazz to the London United.
Oh, ooh, shit.
For
is
17th overall and the season 76 third round pick. Ooh. Also joined the Cricket League.
Oh, yeah, join the Cricket League. It's shaping up to be fun. Right, I'm not going to reveal who I've drafted there, but
now we need to get that commercial in there again, man.
Yeah, like,
somehow, because we got to get people joining.
Yeah, I seen you guys give me an updated one.
Yeah, I seen you guys going off in there. I was like, I wish I had more time right now because this shit looks really fun now.
It has full for the first season. It's going to have full VHL affiliation where you can max cap each week just by linking your point task on VHL. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
If you feel like joining, it's going to be a good time. And it doesn't matter if you don't know shit about cricket. It's pretty hilarious, even if you don't understand it. So,
I was just going to say that. I have, like, no idea what cricket... I don't even understand the scoring. Like, I have zero clue.
What I find fucking wild about that game is that it goes until everyone's out. So it can just be days and days and days of cricket.
All right, back to hockey.
Yeah.
Discuss the trade. There we go.
Who won the trade?
Discuss.
York was involved, so I'm going to say that New York lost.
Of course, New York lost.
Damn.
So what was it again? I wasn't.
So UJazz.
I'm looking at it right.
UJazz for basically the first pick of the second round and the third round pick in 76.
Is UJazz good?
He's like 750 TP. 800, something like that.
742
overall.
He's good.
He's good.
Did you have 17th overall?
No, London had it.
I guess it depends on whether you're planning on competing anytime soon.
No, I'm planning on getting picks to draft players because I have none.
Gotcha.
He's 742 with like pretty consistently 13 EP earned a week. Pretty consistently. He had 9 this week. He did welfare this week, but let's see, the last 3 weeks he's had...
He knew he was getting traded.
13, and then 9. He at least gets 9. There's definitely at least 9, but that's 742 PP.
There we go.
New York that's loses.
New York always loses. It's fine. I'm used to it.
It depends who you pick.
I mean, it's a deep draft, so like at 17, it's basically a first round pick.
Yeah.
Have you thought about who you would pick with that?
Not at all.
You don't have to say. I'm just wondering.
No, I actually don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have my scouting department that's gonna send out the list of who they.
Wait, I thought I had 17 overall.
No.
Oh, the draft board's screwed then.
You don't have the first pick of the second round.
Oh yeah, it says from Calgary, so that's definitely wrong. Ignore me.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
So we're pretty much done talking about the cup win then.
Yeah,
you guys,
I guess.
I got any trades?
Well, I guess I have a quick question for Bailey and Moose. What was it like for you guys? Because I guess this is probably the first taste of success you guys have had in this league, right?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I was a part of the Miami team that got beat last season in the Founders Cup. So this obviously is the first cup that I have, but I've been to the finals before in either the league, not both of them.
Yeah, I mean, I had with Finn, I had I literally had like a bunch of, I was traded a billion times too, so.
Okay.
Even in Vancouver.
Yeah, for me, like, it was just after the season that kind of was very, in my opinion, very down. I thought this was a good way to kind of rebound from that, and I was especially happy with the way my player played in the finals. And I think that's a good way to kind of take that momentum and transition into the next season, which is apparently a very quick turnaround.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Oh, yeah. So,
it'll be here before you know it.
We try to keep it real quick. There's a lot of stuff in the background that has to happen before another season can start.
We still got to do the All-Star game, bro.
Okay, I found out today that I'm doing it on Saturday, so there's a little pump.
There you go.
All-Star game Saturday, boys.
Yeah, I heard in your guys' last podcast, if you guys want to join me in the voice chat and you got PS4, you're more than welcome to do whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go, fun. Doc.
We could do that first. We'll do the
What time Saturday are you doing it? Because I might be working.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I'm probably working.
If you do it in the evening, I'd be free, but you do it whenever. If not, no big deal.
Okay, I'm working
working until 7 Central on Saturday, so.
What time do you start?
9 a.m.
Okay, never mind. I'm not getting up.
3 a.m., guys.
I should it's be cool. around Saturday, so I could probably help. But
Spyro
yeah,
can
we
just do the whole thing solo.
Oh yeah, go, I'll man. Do it all by myself. Great.
Put on your best announcer voice and just go for it.
And I'm just gonna sit beer and watch and do talk to text, because I did do commentary once and I just hated hearing myself talk for like an hour and a half. So that's why the talk to text is amusing enough.
I'm Who's, used to that shit because my YouTube, I'm used to having to hear myself back on the editing, so it doesn't bug me no more. You get over an ADOC after editing so
you
long.
You really do, dude. Well, especially because I had my YouTube channel for the longest time, and like,
right?
You just forget, you start to, you hate your voice less and less as time goes by.
You just get over it, you're like, whatever, I just want to edit this.
Yeah.
Nah, I kind of always hate my voice on recording. I always sound so much higher than I actually am, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
In
your head, your voice always sounds deeper.
All right, let's talk about
unless you're Mexican cow.
Trades. Cow has the deepest voice I've ever heard from some guy.
Really?
That's like, cow is like, he's like 16, and he's like fucking.
He sounds like he's chain smoked. For like years, and he like drinks whiskey and like coughs consistently before he gets on the voice chat. That's and that's what up. His voice sounds like. It's the weirdest thing.
All right, let's talk trades.
Trades.
Yeah,
there has been what,
massive trade earlier.
7 trades. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 trades.
Damn.
So let's go through them. Though. Calgary's swapping years for draft picks.
That's exciting.
They sent 4th overall to Chicago for Chicago's first next year, and also a 3rd.
Nice.
It's like, I feel like nothing special there.
Yeah, that's titillating in any way.
It's a future gamble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the equivalent of pain drying.
And then we have Calgary trading Gary Rush to New York for a 4th round pick this year.
Calgary wins.
Yeah. Always.
New York just can't win.
No, that's like.
Sorry.
How much season do I have to lose, Beavis?
I don't know. I can't remember how many I lost before I won.
No. I mean before I get the longest cup draw.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't it like 25?
No, I think it was like 3 more seasons, wasn't it?
Is that it? Holy shit.
I think it's 25 and I'm at 21 right now.
I mean, you're going to have a record either way. That's pretty great.
Is it, though?
You act like you're not excited.
I'm not really excited.
Oh, Jeff is dropping heavy hints. Call VHL Elliot Friedman right now.
Oh, shit. 4th and 6th overall. Yeah.
What could he do with that? I think I know of 2 players that want to be together.
I don't know.
I wonder why.
I don't know who. Alright, next trade. We've got Toronto and Seattle. And Toronto getting Leo Strauss. And Seattle getting a 2nd in 77. That's like in 3 years.
That's a while away.
That's actually not. I mean, I'm not terrible about that yet. I guess you'd have to see what the pick is in 77. Because, like, if we have another year like we had this year, where there's another influx of recruits, then it makes.
Yeah, I guess if you're banking on it continuing to grow, then.
Yeah.
But it's another future gamble.
I like future gambles.
Hey, they pay off.
I like gambling.
And honestly, I trust Vanna.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
He's kind of got a good track record.
Yeah.
Won a couple of trophies.
Yeah.
Has some hardware.
He knows what he's doing.
Also, you forgot to mention the Riga Seattle trade that moved Nyko to.
I'm not there yet.
No, the way I'm looking at it is there.
I'm going by most recent comment.
Too slow.
So we have.
You're going way too slow.
We have Davos and DC. The Taro trade, which is just Gustav getting his player later.
Pretty much.
Pretty cool.
So you swap the first, and there's a 2nd and a 3rd, and if Davos is eliminated before the conference final this season, 2nd and 3rd go back to their original owner.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. That's an interesting little tidbit. I didn't notice that one.
Huh.
Look at that. He's doing his research.
No, I'm just reading it the thread.
He's growing.
Well, I don't read the thread. I just look at the portal.
Basically, it's a first for a first.
It's a first. It's a first swap, and there's a 2nd and a 3rd. And if Davos doesn't make the conference final, which means that the 2nd rounder is like late.
Yeah.
Or is it the 3rd? I don't remember. Gustav, tell me. Once you hear everyone's top 5 pick, we'll do that after the trades. Alright, now we got a big trade. Big ass trade.
Oh god.
Riga Calgary.
Oh my god.
Calgary gets Paddy Tallinder. Best players this year. They get defenseman, which is Mike, which is top tier. They also get 76 first and 3rd from Riga. And
okay, I'm gonna pause right there for a sec.
Yes.
That I think that Riga first is the cream of this trade.
Why?
Well, have you looked at Riga's roster?
Right.
Yeah. But have you seen what Riga gets?
Yeah, but it's also gonna be all low TP.
They get basically
bottom tier team.
They get all of Calgary's pick this year, which is a 1st, 2 second, a 3rd, a 4th, a 5th, 2 4ths, a 5th, and a 6th this year, plus 76, Calgary 76, which is like 8 picks.
That's a hell of a trade.
If
ridiculous.
If Calgary wins the cup this season or the next season, the trade is worth it.
If they don't,
they still have the Riga first pick, but that trade starts to look very, very bad.
But also, if Riga drafts well, they might get back into the playoffs, before.
Yeah, that'd be the irony, right?
Or he weaponizes the cap.
Yeah.
Or he weaponizes the draft picks and then turns it into a real quick rebuild.
See, what I would really, because I'm a twisted individual, what I'd really love to see is in two seasons, Riga beats Calgary in the cup.
In the finals.
That's exactly where my fucking mind went.
Well, like, sorry, Vancouver's going to be in that spot.
Right.
Nah, New York's going to be in the last. Never mind.
Well, and that's probably what's going to happen because it's Calgary's destiny to make it to the cup final and then lose.
Damn.
And then we got Prague and Riga. Riga getting Prague's first for Pengu and a third. Which I think Pengu is like not
great. Like,
not great, but he's not that active, if not inactive. I think he's in the SBA.
He is in the SBA. He has like 600 and he's got 630 TP.
Yeah, that's the thing. In 2 months. It's so
I think Riga, it personally was a massive overpayment.
Yeah.
Riga's going for the massive shotgun. Like, rebuild. Like, let's get all of our picks now. Draft everybody now.
Yeah, it's Hedgehog. That's what you do with it.
There.
Yeah, me and Hedge build teams quite similarly.
And then there's me.
Pengu's around, though. Pengu's around. If you can get Discord him, literally every day.
Yeah. If you can get him to, like, at least get welfare, it's fine.
Pretty safe. Yeah.
And then we have Riga Seattle. Seattle trading for Kyle Offerson for Rocket, a second and a fourth. Which, I mean, it's Nyko. He hasn't updated in all season. But it's Nyko. So, like.
Do you know if he did any medias or anything?
Pretty sure he just did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, if he was doing medias and he just, like, is back going to back claim it, then yeah.
I'm pretty sure
he still got good value.
Pretty sure he didn't.
Damn.
I think Banner's banking on hopefully bringing him back to activity.
I mean, if he's active.
He's
active.
No, I know, but I mean, like, him, like,
bringing him.
Yeah. If he can bring him back to doing stuff regularly, Banner wins that trade easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good locker room in Seattle. There's a chance, but it's also Nyko.
I don't remember. I have it muted.
Like I said, I don't. I wouldn't put it past Banna.
All right, that's it for the trades.
That's pretty active.
Does anyone in the stream chat right now have any questions for any of us?
I had Baroka said, "What top 5 pick in this draft?"
Top 5 picks in the VHL or VHLM?
Who cares about VHLM?
I know, that's not a rule.
I got to go to the draft board. No, I'm not going to go to my draft board.
No,
I'm just going to go list by TPE. So,
yeah.
Taro, L, Pistol, Sirkank.
Oh, Beavis, God, I'm going to book this.
Sirkantis.
You have to get rid of all the gym players.
No. They're... I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just starting to draft, so... Or not draft, sorry. Do my draft board. But yeah, I'm going to say Gustav goes first, Gorlab goes second, D-Max goes third, Hedgehog goes fourth, and Jay Hattie goes fifth. There you go.
All right. Well, who has a fun answer?
Who has a real answer?
Okay, let's hear Bird.
Right now, actually, Beavis, it's not updated on the fucking.
And the portal is the worst.
Okay, Davos.
It's migrating. Leave it alone.
Davos.
Oh yeah, when's the portal go down? Is that tomorrow?
Saturday.
I mean, Pistol Stamen.
Wait, Davos kept their third. I thought they traded that.
Don't look at, or the.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure third is DC, right, so it's LA, London, DC, Chicago, and New York. That's top 5.
Like, does LA go? What do they have for center depth right now?
They have Pine.
Don't trust the draft listing.
Yeah. It really depends on if they go fucking offense or defense.
But that's the thing also. They don't have another pick until late.
Yeah.
So if you take Gorlab, you have to take Kilrad, which
they're not going to take Gorlab.
Exactly. So I'm thinking they'll just go D-Max. Yeah, Josh just said they only have Rory.
Go D-Max. See, I think that's the safe bet.
Baroka, what did you trade then? If... Did you trade your 76 for 9? I think that might be what they did.
Yeah, Baraka said Davos has third, so...
Yeah, okay, 76. Okay.
Oh, this shows up on the stream. Damn, I don't need to podcast it for people. Yeah. Oh, but they're going to be listening to it when I rip the damn audio. I'm a fucking idiot.
I don't know, you can always take the video.
Yeah.
It shows the cat.
I have... this VOD is up for 30 days, I'm pretty sure, so like...
Well, I'm going to rip it so that I can put this on my Spotify channel.
Yeah, that's
fair. So we can post it on the forum.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna rephrase the question a little bit from top 5 picks in the draft. Who do you guys think is an early draft steal?
Early draft steal?
What do you... Just...
Fresco. It's Fresco. It's Fresco.
Really dressed.
I mean, the guys call it's Gucci. Like,
What do you count as a steal? Are you talking like top 10 picks? Are you talking top or like the first round? Give me a little bit more.
Because it's still like we can get like.
What do you think is going to be the best value pick at their position?
Baraka.
Yeah.
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 Because Rasputin's going to Moscow. It's like it claimed.
Yeah, I'd say Baraka has the. In my opinion, Baraka's the best goalie in the draft just because, you know, he's stupidly active. Just because he's on a night, not a lot of people see him around, but.
And he can go to any team.
Exactly.
He's great in the locker room.
I think Brock is going to be like the big boy of this draft. That sure he's like air quote 50 TP behind, but I think he'll make that up, and whoever gets him is going to be pretty lucky.
I don't know who's going to get him because he's a goalie, and most goalies are set right now.
That's what I mean. It's like, I think he's going to slide in the draft until someone feels like they're forced to pick him because he slid too far. But saying that, I think that's why he's my number one.
That's pretty much what happened to me. I kept sliding, and you're like, I have to grab this guy.
Yep.
That just makes sense.
I like Dan in the draft. MMFlex. He's known in the EFL, especially. But he's also an SBA. He's super active in, like, both leagues, too.
He could definitely jump up or be a steal, too.
Yeah, I like the guy. The guy's awesome, too. So,
Talander said...
Could be a good first-gen steal for somebody in kind of that mid-second round. He's another one that's capping every week. And... there's always the stigma on first gens. Are they going to stick around? Are they gonna, you know, be long-term players? But he's kind of shown he's been kind of similar to what I did when I first got into the league too, just capping every week, being active in chats, doing articles where he can. So I could see a lot of teams sleeping on him, you know, till kind of that mid-second round.
Now, who do you think would be the biggest bust?
Probably Baroka.
I don't want to reignite a feud. I really don't.
Or that Jolly Green guy.
Yeah, he's gonna be terrible. I've never built a defenseman before.
It's fine.
Plus, I cranked all my sliders so that I could get more points.
My first gut instinct is LNR.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I didn't want to be alone in that, because that's such a handicap to have to set aside those picks to get those guys. You're losing out on so many players to get that.
And sure, it worked a little bit in the M, but there's no guarantee that chemistry is going to carry over for the sim.
But right. you have to think that Gorlab and Kilrad are veterans. They've built defensemen a lot. You don't see Kilrad a lot, but he's really active.
If Kilrad earned as much as Gorlab did, then
I mean it would have been impossible for them to play at the same team.
Yeah, I think whoever gets them, if they use picks that are like close together in the first round, you're going to be reaching for Kilrad. But yeah. Once you get both of them, you're pretty much buying them for their whole career, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but
so if you can kind of work it, so sure, you're reaching for Kilrad, but you're going to get Gorlab at a little bit of a discount too. So if you look at it like that, in the average, it'll probably work out for whoever gets them. And if they stick around.
Gorlab's going to stick around. It's Kilrad.
Yeah, Gorlab's not going.
Gorlab, if Gorlab goes, it's because he's getting banned. Like, if I look right now, not the order, but like how many, what team owns, Chicago at 4-6. I know this much is that's the real order. And Riga's 3 first.
Damn.
And who knows what else they're going to do? This is only the first, like, what? 4 or 5 hours of off season, and
yeah,
like he lives in the EU, so he probably stayed up late to do those. So who knows what he has tomorrow as well?
I'm pretty sure he's just gonna stock up on picks.
Yeah, he has enough like raw buying power with just picks right now that he could literally work whatever he wants.
Yeah,
because the way I think about picks is that they're like. They're basically something that you can hold on to, and if you don't want to use them that draft, you can push them, just like the other people have been. So it don't cost you cap to hold on to. They're not a risk of like overflowing your roster. It's just something that you can keep and hold on to and use as like currency whenever you need it.
And when you don't need it, you can push it. And also this year, second rounders are a lot more valuable.
Exactly.
Like
second rounders are like worth like low, or I'd say all second round picks are worth like what a normal low first would be.
Yeah.
Like if we take the meme trade we do basically every year, Vancouver and New York, a fourth rounder is most likely going to make the VHL this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if we go, I'm pretty sure the last pick of the fourth round is around like 60 something.
Damn.
And like,
so he'll pan out as long as you can keep him active.
If you get at 60 overall a player that makes the VHL,
that's pretty crazy.
You did your job.
No shit. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got to pump one of my picks last draft because I think he might be the lowest drafted player to ever become like a good, solid VHL player. And I got him at 57th overall.
I have one at 60.
Damn it!
We beat you both with our very first pick in Hooper because he's the starter now for Warsaw, right?
Hoop? No, yeah. But it's in the VHLM.
VHLM's a lot deeper.
Like a VHLM, if you get someone that, if you get someone at 60, it's just like you did your scouting.
I get shit on and get picks removed for having inactives, and Prague is nothing but inactive.
Oh, right.
Yep.
That's an exaggeration, obviously, but
not too far off. I'm kidding.
I mean, Josh heard us complaining. Josh heard us complaining, and now we fixed the draft board, I think. Yes.
Let me go see.
I'm gonna go read the trivia answers as a punishment.
Oh, didn't Patrick Talinder ask a question?
Did he?
Top 5 first gen in the draft.
Who the fuck is Patrick Talinder?
You know, the guy that went for that got the most point this season.
All I see is Dixie for 10 overall. Oh, first.
No,
overall.
First overall. Alright, first 3 rounds are updated. So yeah, like Griga got 7, 8, 10. Chicago has 4 and 6. Davos can't take both because there's Taro in one of them. You got Vancouver with 14 and 15, but I don't think Gorlab drops to 14.
That's I have to feel like water. That 7-8 pick is for Eleanor.
Probably.
I'm gonna say...
Actually could be 8 and 10, because 9 is Taro.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking it's gonna be 4 and 6.
Yeah, that's most likely thing.
I think what the 3 different scenarios is if it gets to Davos... and Davos picks Gorlab, I don't think anyone else is picking Kilrad, so then Kilrad falls to 9.
No, because Gustav can't... 3 or 9 is Taro, it's his player.
Yeah, but you don't know what else he has happening, too.
Yeah.
It'd be a bold play to pick Gorlab. Because then could somebody pick the other guy and just fuck you?
Yeah.
But then...
They've already said they won't play.
And then that would actually be fun. I would like to see that happen. But other than that,
double-edged sword. Like for me, I kind of want to see it and see like if they can make the dual pair work like that with no guarantees. But there's also the part of me that likes chaos. It's like just draft apart.
Yes, you get the fuck out.
I did that once and I regretted it.
Honestly, see. If it were me, like, I would just arrange it to where they're literally the last 2 picks in the draft. Or they just go on draft it.
Fourth round updated too.
That'd be like Line A last year with Miami, just taking the gamble on him.
I once drafted Ama, and if you know who that is...
Wait, you actually did?
Yeah, I drafted him at like one of my first drafts as a like new GM, and I didn't really know him. And then I drafted him in like the 3rd round, and everyone was laughing, and I was like, why are you laughing? I just got a steal. And they're like, you're about to find out. And then he shortly asked for a trade, and he said he'd never play for Quebec because he only plays for Davos teams. And I think I got my value out of it because Tyler was a decent guy, but yeah, that's a mistake. Is trying
he only
to...
plays for Davos?
Yeah.
What a sad existence.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Ama... He got most records in Davos, and he's like the captain since like season 22 or whatever.
Damn.
Jeff said, Ama a bum, heard it here first.
Is that where I first heard it?
Also, do you know you have 3 sips of water to take right now?
You better be drinking.
I'm probably gonna just chug a liter of water at the end.
Get in the bird bath.
Yeah, use all the sips to refill your bird bath.
Alright, well, I'm gonna be muted and you guys talk. Go get water.
Just waterboard yourself. That's the live stream.
Alright, drown myself, be right back.
Does anyone in chat have any other questions, or any of you guys have any questions?
Yeah, who do you think's gonna... Do you think Vancouver's gonna repeat? And if not, who do you think's gonna win the cup?
I would love to say I think Vancouver's gonna repeat, but I think Downey and Louth leaving is gonna hurt us a little more than I hope it will. But... I would say my favorite for next season will probably be... Damn, that's a hard one.
I'm going with Vancouver again.
I would love to go Vancouver, but the unbiased person in me, either thinks Moscow or Malmo. They both have good young teams that are only getting better.
Malmo.
Yeah, I know. Laugh all you want.
I honestly think Helsinki's probably right back where they were this year.
Is it their turn? Yeah, maybe.
They have officially droned.
All the people in chat rejoice.
PogChamp in the chat.
The only thing is, I don't know if Helsinki can get back there again. Or I guess they could, because they're all, their team's pretty young.
It's like, thing is, it's a whole bunch of like them are going.
No, because what, like, Okada is regressing, Seabass is regressing, and also a UFA. Tony Bologna, major regressing. Eric Summers regressing. Like, a bunch of their players are regressing. Spaz regressing. A bunch of them are regressing, and I don't know if they can keep up the difference.
Tough.
Yeah, I gotta regress this year, but
Line A will have to take a huge step for next season.
Line A and Vakanainen. Yeah. There you go. I probably said that right, too. Wait, how is Vakanainen already at 800 TPE?
It's Jubo. It's Jubo.
Jubo's a guy that you never, like, see or hear from unless you, like, go and reach out to him. But
dude,
then
I've never talked to him, I don't think.
I've talked to Jubo, like,
he's the Dark
twice.
Knight. He's very responsive if you DM though. Him.
Beavis. Josh is asking if you want to him to add the next two rounds right now.
Yeah, I talked to the commissioners earlier and we're all for it. So, yeah, right. Add the next two if you want.
5 and 6, Josh.
And then that way we get more trades too. Isn't that fun?
Fuck yeah. That is cool. Fun, actually.
That's awesome, yeah. Keep this rolling.
Previous, do we meme trade our 6-rounders?
you'd be able to lose again to that yep. one.
The number of time I lost this, man.
What else? I mean,
the off season's just starting, so
no, that's the
I think
part.
Next week you guys are gonna have a lot more to talk about because you'll have the draft and
all
the draft trades.
Well, at this point, I'm just trying to pad time so they don't have to claim shit for a couple weeks.
Oh, I got a question for everybody.
Yes.
If we were to do an alumni game, like me and Doc were to commentate, which teams would you want to see there?
Yeah, good question.
Season 68. Like, Seattle.
68 Seattle? With
Joel Yolonen.
The GOAT!
He's only saying that so Yolonen gets a little bit more spotlight.
Hey.
What was the final that was Malmo?
68.
Yeah.
That's the one I carried Seattle's ass. And then I lost the Kanuka's goalies.
Instead of doing a specific team, like, for, like, a season, we could do, like, say we pick New York, we could pick all of their top players in franchise history or, like, some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, within recent history, because it's going to be hard to find those laws and stats for people that are super ancient.
Or GM's biggest busts, like Esso's biggest busts versus Beavis's biggest busts.
Franz Eller. Yeah. Franz Eller in season 68.
But when we have a full team.
A full team of busts.
Season 68. I pick Franz Eller 6th overall. He ended
you
up
had
with
like,
294 TPE.
You had a couple of drafts in a row that I was just like scratching my head.
Like which one?
Actually, no, that's 68 one was pretty decent for you.
I mean, I had basically all the picks.
Well, I can't remember what draft it was, but I think you also made some bad picks.
In 68, I drafted Flowers, a red guy, Elmebeck, Nolan.
A red guy was good.
Yeah, Yamamoto? It was, no, Yamakuzi. Miyazuki. God, can't say.
Oh, that's it. I can't remember if you were actually the GM at the time, but
what season?
Puigdemont.
No, that was Spade.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Spade, you idiot. I thought that was you.
No, my first draft is it 67? Yeah, 67.
I love Spade, but he was like the worst GM.
That's a good question. Who's the worst GM ever in this league's history?
Wait. Okay, let's go stats.
We can find that pretty easily.
Esso's competing for it.
My stats are actually decent. Like,
just because it's statistically doesn't mean that they were really the worst. Like, you can have some bad luck.
If I go by points with more than the season, like, there's Vladimir Komarov with 6 season that has 254 points.
Damn.
That's
hard. I would say Sandro, definitely. He was before probably everyone in here's time, but like his GM record
Sandro
is tragic.
Desaunier?
Yeah. 864 games as a GM. 270 not of those were wins. And 460 of them were losses.
Wow.
Okay, see, like, that's rough.
What team did he GM?
Oh, I can't even remember. It's broken right now, so I can't tell you, but that was before my time, so... I have no idea, actually.
That's fucked up.
I can find that out. Hold that thought.
Hold it.
Holding.
I'll ask our league historian that's on 24/7.
Wait, Victor's sleeping. What do you mean?
Yeah. The other one.
Oh. DA.
The ancient one.
DA, whoa.
No.
So,
DA's in the chat. Time for more water. Yeah. Fuck.
New York. He's typing. He's typing.
What'd you say, Spark?
Oh, he said New York.
Wait, actually.
New York or Cologne, he said. He can't remember.
Wait, who is it?
Fong.
Oh, yeah,
Fung's been here constantly since day one, and he doesn't forget anything.
Fung is like season day one. Three, like?
Almost day one.
Yo, Doc, I just had an idea. Maybe we should do a poll and put all the VHL teams on. Let everyone in the league vote.
That's probably the way it should be done.
And then we'll just go in through recent history, like the last 10 seasons, and pick like the top players of each position.
That's probably better.
Let's see, if I look New York.
Two teams of like the best rookies.
Vancouver.
I feel that would be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Vancouver
like teams
team?
Exclusively of.
I forgot the they order. Added the first 20 seasons in the portal.
Yep. Oh,
that's huge.
Shit. So they have.
That helps a lot,
dude. That'll make things so much fucking easier.
I kind of want to do like different ones. So like you said, we could do like best rookies, and then I want to do one that's like best like franchise leaders of each position or whatever. Shit like that. Because, like, if you watched, the Detroit and Colorado alumni game, it was, like, a while back. Like, they had, like, guys from the 96 lineup and the 03 lineup and shit. But it was all, like, Stanley Cup champions and, like, Hall of Famers.
That's dope.
Yeah.
David.
That's what 90% of those two.
Yeah,
are.
I saw. I took the sip.
Diamond Ace also has declared that Sandro was in Seattle. Ooh. For his losing streak.
So that's old as fuck, because Ben has been here for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And
I
by 20 years, I mean 20 real years.
Oh my god.
Didn't
he's younger than me, too,
I think he started GMing Seattle in like 39?
Ubana?
Yeah, Ubana.
He's been a GM for 26 seasons.
Jesus.
And it's all in a row, so... do the math on that one.
That's crazy.
He said, DA also said the late teens to the early 20s, so...
Okay, so it's early.
Yeah, so Sandro probably did, like... This is completely made up, but I'm gonna say... Season 12 to 22. There you go.
That's 10 seasons.
Also, Jeff, how dare you? Sandro is the GOAT.
Yeah.
So I guess
I think my chat is dead.
That's Jesus. Not. Bailey or Moose, would you all either ever want a GM?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in the position at some point.
Bailey was a GM.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Really? Yeah, and the M, though.
Idiot. He was Vegas M, was, before Proto.
Yep, before Proto, and then Spartan Holy took over. Shit. I drafted Spartan to the Vegas.
That's wild.
That's jokes. Huh.
You were the GM over after Jubal, right?
I was... Yeah, I think it was after... I think it was after Jubo, and then I had Viper as my AGM, and then they said Proto, and then Spartan now.
Huh. Well, there you go.
I remember doing trade with Bailey, I think.
Yeah.
Who's GM of Ottawa now?
You're talking to him right now.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, Doc's the GM of Ottawa now, and I'm the AGM.
Hi, Doc.
Hi. How's it going? What's up?
I'm one of your predecessors. That's what I was wondering.
You and Esso.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then all the greatest and people. The other one in the middle is DH in the chat.
All we need is acid, and we're good to go.
Yeah, Ottawa's fun.
Yeah, it's a great place to be.
I feel good.
All we need is acid, and we're good to go.
Yeah, Ottawa's fun.
Yeah, it's a great place to be.
I feel good about our run this year. I'm sad it didn't go further, but...
I'm not.
I mean, Team Miami.
Bunch the goats.
Dicks.
The Unholy Alliance actually worked.
Man, you know what to do. Are you claiming your Hogan Jr. or no?
What? No.
Yes.
I think claiming your own GM players are kind of boring. Yeah.
DA, and you were Ottawa for at least season 65. Because I took over in 66.
Is there a team that the consensus among old timers here that you don't want to be GM of?
I wouldn't say I'm an old timer, but I don't think I'd ever want New York.
I wasn't personally attacking you. now that you mentioned it, I was personally attacking Esso.
I wouldn't want New York because that would mean that Bird went somewhere else.
True.
And I don't want that. I want that bad voodoo, or what do you call it?
Bad juju.
I don't want that bad. Yeah, I don't want the bad juju.
I think the easy answer, even for like non-veterans of the league or whatever, would be Seattle. Like, how do you follow Banna?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, it was really easy before season 68.
Yeah, Banna was historically
like best of luck.
Yeah, he would go very hard at the deadline, and then he would lose out in the or like get lost in the playoffs, and then he'd have to start from scratch again.
So before this last six season where Banna won 4, he won like 1 in 20 season.
Yeah, that 67 gambit was really, really a gamble, like going hard on those players in that draft, and it paid off.
Because it carried your ass.
It paid off, and actually, yeah, real though, and more than anybody expected in season 68, because Seattle was not supposed to beat Malmo.
I mean, but Seattle wasn't Malmo. Supposed to beat like Calgary either.
Yeah,
and Calgary would be a tough place to go to.
Calgary's pretty cool.
Wait, did I make the playoff in 68? No,
anyone else
didn't.
In chat have any more questions at all? I know there's a couple new people that I just signed on.
Hello, Cowboy. Cowboy, who's in the next draft? The coming.
Yeah,
draft.
That is Prout.
Where will he go?
If I remember,
if I'm just gonna throw my mock draft out there, I actually think he winds up coming to us.
That'd be cool.
I think he's gonna go early second.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was interrupting the discussion, I'm sorry.
No, you.
We're all super light. So, yeah, I think it probably goes, like, that mid-second round. And like I said, it probably wants
to think it's mid to early to mid-second round.
He'll probably
first overall.
First overall.
You win.
First overall.
I remember when I wanted to go first overall, and then I didn't care.
I would say the most interesting player in this upcoming draft is Thad Thrasher, otherwise known as Thaddeus Sales.
You mean not Matsu?
Yes. He's a late create, super active, and he's a goalie.
And he jumped up like 40 TP in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but he's also a goalie.
I know.
All I'm gonna say is he comes to listen to my music when I truck. And that's the important thing.
Isn't it easier just to like listen to like an internet radio?
No, because you don't have the you have the conversing with people, Beavis. It's immersive.
It's like
I can
radio.
Respect the immersion.
What happened to Matsu?
School, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll probably be back. He's been on and off for a long time.
I think he started his PhD or something.
When does Elijah get old enough to actually be able to join the Discord?
I think it's like June 21st to 2021.
I have it marked on my calendar. Hold on. No, I'm kidding.
I know someone has it.
I could ask him. I could find him.
Hug somewhere.
I know he got kicked from Mexico for spamming.
Who's player that you will never, aside from, I guess, Ama, that you guys would never gamble drafting?
Oh.
Like, I'm talking like a Robbie level, like, person.
Can I pick Robbie?
Can I pick Robbie?
Damn.
I mean, that's the layup, but...
Other than Robbie?
Other than that, yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Like somebody that you're like, oh, they're available, and you just be like, I don't know.
I'm gonna stay away from that one.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, because...
There's not... No one, really. Like...
There's not many people that I'd put on a D&D.
Unless it's a D&D game...
Unless it's Robbie.
Okay, so Patrick Talander's hot take is Nexper. Andy Nexper.
Not for the D&D, but no. As a low. Steal.
As a draft steal.
Fuck this Nexper guy.
Put him on the D&D list.
Yeah. He's only at 88. It's the guy with the... the Among Us profile picture on the forum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Real active on the forum. I don't know if he has Discord or anything.
One thing I like about having late, I'm going to call mid-season recruitment drives, is it makes the draft so much more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say it hurts the new players, because I think... jumping in the middle of the season is probably one of the best times for them to join, but saying that, they come late to the class, but I think it's a big thing for retention is having these like super active guys kind of a little bit held back, because it's a lot of motivation to climb the rankings to the people ahead of you.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's makes it that it's not just like round one that's interesting.
Exactly. The draft, or this draft at least, is going to be interesting to the fifth. The fifth round is when it starts kind of tailing off a little bit, where you get like the fringe active, but I legitimately think there's 3 to 4 rounds of active players in this draft.
Because I'm pretty sure that, I think, how many is this? I'm pretty sure there's at least like... there's at least 3 to 4 round with more than 100 TP. Each player has a more than 100 TP.
Damn.
The last time that happened is probably your draft, Esso, wasn't it?
No, my draft last was weak as fuck.
Okay, the one after you.
Yeah, it was 65 or 66. Mine was me, Blade, Dill, Nyko, and ADV.
Sorry, we interrupted you, Moose. What was your question?
No, that was the thing I was just going to ask. Like, is this the most successful like recruitment drive that you've seen?
Probably, yeah.
The best one that I've seen, for sure.
It looks like it, yeah.
Because I know when I joined, people were saying 67 and 68 were some of the best draft classes.
I think 66 was one of the most deep. Yeah, 66 had 8 rounds.
I have a different definition of deep. I say a draft class is really deep is if those members become an integral part of the VHL.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'd say kind of what I'm talking about. I'd say 67, 68.
I mean, I'm looking at 66 right now, and pick 55 played his entire career.
There's a few from my draft class that went inactive, but there's a few that are like top guys around the league, like Talinder and Rice and stuff.
I'm gonna say yeah. Michael Rasmussen was pick 78 in 66.
The GOAT.
I'm biased. 67 just because of all the Seattle players that were huge there.
I'm by a 68 because I drafted half of the first round.
And it totally paid off.
I mean, it actually did. Like,
New York was good for a little while.
Playing 4D underwater chess right now.
Not in my time.
Like, New York was always... I almost beat Seattle in 69. Like...
That's true.
I almost fucked your cup again. Banner shits the bed all the time when he's against me.
Take it away.
Banner just owes you a couple.
I gave Banner his first cup in like 20 seasons. So.
Did you have Joel Ilonen in 69 or was he still in Seattle?
No, he was still in Seattle. That's my two cups are 68, 69.
Yeah, and then you got traded.
Then I got traded.
To Prague.
No, 70, I was on New York, I was hot garbage, then I traded myself to Davos, Gustav was like, a bird player, let's eat him, and then I went to Prague.
Right.
I think it's too early to call season 73 an underrated class, responding to Clam Death.
I mean, they have like two seasons. Who's 73? It's Groovy Dude. Walker, Adrian, yeah, like
Adrian's
most of them just did their first.
Yeah, wait around until they have 7 seasons of potential disappointment, and then we'll see.
I'm just gonna say Mika, Adrian, it's pretty good.
Just pretty.
Yeah, just pretty good.
Pretty.
Just yeah. I'm gonna say in 73 my 64th pick.
and I there's a player that I got in the early second round named King, and he's pretty good also.
Just pretty good. Yeah, but in that draft, I drafted the best player around. Beavis, you remember Joe Duckett La Pimpin?
Oh my God. I remember it on the draft list. I still think Chicago had the best name in that draft at number 59.
X mouth cream.
Mouth cream. Lowercase X. Big X.
Don't forget, it's cap on cap.
I don't know why I found Big Hardcore 32 to be the funniest name.
What season was he?
He was Jiggly like Gumballs 70. Always gets me.
Jiggly Gumballs is pretty good.
Seasons what 70?
Yeah,
in the
Big Hardcore 32. Let me see if I can find him. He didn't do anything.
Did he get drafted?
I just noticed, Beavis, you've had a lot of good luck drafting second rounders, eh?
That's where I find most of my roster players. Actually, my first round I gamble. I don't know why, but my second round I always go for like I always get home runs with them. I have no idea why.
Like, damn, I was just looking at, you got Eagles, you got me, you got Moose. Like, shit.
Big Hardcore 32 is season 69, which seems appropriate. I think that's why I always want to call him Big Hardcore 69. But
that's a joke.
I love the guy that's high hello this draft.
I really wanted
you
to make
also
my...
have, not a player in this draft as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Remember when I made a bet where if Big Hardcore 32 got to the VHL, I would shave my beard.
My beard, yeah, I
remember
that, yeah.
That. Great times.
Man.
Good times. Speaking of good times...
It pisses me off that... Sorry to interrupt, but it pisses me off that I can't look up L and R in the portal.
Yeah, because you need two letters.
Oh my God. It's really fucking irritating.
It probably works if you put an L and then a space.
Let's see.
Pretty sure you can just write Gorlab and it's gonna put him.
That works, but if I put L and then a space, it brings up anyone that has an L in their name.
Oh yeah, that's true. Never mind. Don't do that, people.
Just do Gorlab.
It technically works.
You can
put... I feel like that was part of the point.
No, it's left and right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's from some weeb anime.
No.
No.
Is it?
No, it's literally... Yes, L is from an anime, but like the meme is left and right.
Oh yeah, Stevie Steve.
Oh yeah, Stevie Steve.
He was just saying round his mouth cream.
Damn.
I really wanted mouth cream to succeed.
I did too. I fucking like tried to get him to update so hard.
It's just too good of a name.
Because I brought him in and then I was like, I need to have you on my team, and he thought we were like a pro NHL like 20 league or something.
Of course.
And so those I was like, give me a favor. Just, I'm gonna have you for like a couple sims until you go inactive, so just put it all into scoring for me.
Mouth crew becomes the elite scorer in the VHLM.
He was not. Anyway, you were trying to transition to ads, I think, Spyro.
I don't know if we can on Twitch. Can we?
Oh, shit.
You can, because Funkbook just cut it in.
Yeah, just say, hey, we're going to ads.
Oh,
That's where I cut it right there.
Yeah, from Spotify. Yeah. All right, well then, we're going to go and promote some of the How's That Cricket League. So if you guys haven't, you know, checked out Baraka's Sim League yet, you should definitely do that. And he's going to give you more info right now.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do right now, actually. I'm going to do my plug for it. The How's That Cricket Sim League is pretty cool. It's cricket, but we've got a lot of cool people there. I'm the captain of a team for Alice Springs, but there are a bunch of other good teams. Come join it and DM me or I guess any of the people involved with this, and then they'll refer you to me. And then, yeah. So, I think I nailed that one.
That's good enough.
You're just feeling lazy, aren't you?
I used to do radio.
Yeah, so that's going to be like $10 per second for the ad.
I'm going to bill Baraka for that.
Baraka, you can send me money, yes. It's probably
then,
on my
platform. Going to send me bagels.
In July, maybe.
Right? Did we do all the trades?
Yep, we did.
Yeah, we did the trades. Yeah.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
We've been live for an hour 20.
Guys, big news just on the portal.
What?
Ola Vikingstad's option with the Helsinki Titans has been picked up.
That means he's staying.
No, it means he...
Bill?
Oh, wait, no, fuck. Never mind.
That means he's staying.
I hate the wording of that, because it always sounds like, oh, he's picking up his option, as in, like, no. Oh, I'm taking my option to leave.
That's huge news.
Nyko's...
He's staying.
Nyko signed with Seattle, too. Kill
that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do my community mock draft.
You have time. Put pick 1 and 2 live right now.
Pyro, we should do for our alumni teams, like, ultimate meme players also.
Oh my God.
RJ Loris.
Steamy Steve and Mouth Cream need to be on it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
No, but that's the thing. Argelorus.
Big hardcore.
Do you guys remember Argelorus, right?
No.
Yeah, Argelorus is the guy with 144 game played with zero in every stats.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's the captain.
That's just impressive.
And that's all because of me.
How did he not score a single point?
He was on the fourth line with 0% ice time.
Yeah, he didn't shoot at all.
You just wanted to make a legend, didn't you?
No, I just forgot.
You
forgot you had him on your team the whole time.
I mean, I'm like you. I do lines like three times a season.
So he updated.
No. No, he didn't. When he came to the VHL, he was inactive for like a month. And that's the thing. It was when the cap was 200, so he was basically capped when I drafted him.
Damn.
The behind the scenes of New York. This is what we come here for.
It's always. That's why I'm here.
We came here to celebrate the cup win of the Wolves, and now we're getting some insight into the Americans.
That's a...
Yep.
Just another day at Dasslin.
A skyless yep. Jiggly John's the
28th. That's 28th.
Was that Muff?
No, I'm pretty sure that's a real player.
Both in the NHL?
No. No, like a real player in the VHL.
There was a couple of them.
Yeah, like 27 of them.
A skyless Jiggle Johns. User none.
Oh, that was Muff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jiggle Johns.
And
the series of Jiggle Johns are Muff.
I'm pretty sure Muff didn't have 28 players, but.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that what was the name that caused them to like limit what you could use as?
Was it Mold that just put like a lot?
Yeah, it was like an insanely long name.
Yeah,
and it actually broke the sim engine.
Oh my god!
Did it really?
Yeah, and that's why we had to put a limit on it because it was like screwing up all the like stat lines and yeah, it. And it was doing weird things to the sim too. Like it wouldn't load. I can't remember exactly what it was doing, but it was definitely messing with it.
Fucked up.
Alright, you guys have any other questions in the chat?
I gotta take a piss badly.
Yeah, we definitely
we've been live for
we can wrap this up if we need to.
We need four more minutes. Soon. 4 more minutes and we have 1:30.
Well, I'm going to hop off now so you guys can talk about me behind my back.
Okay, right. Bye.
Okay, okay, bye.
Thanks for having me. Go Wolves. Yeah. Go Miami.
Hell yeah.
Wolfpack gang.
Fuck yeah. See you. Thanks for joining us.
Can we get your best howl before you go?
No.
Just get... You could have just gotten a bow.
I'll edit it in. I'm just going to edit someone howling in over top.
There you go. And Moose, you said you had to get ripping soon too?
Yeah, I gotta get out of here too.
Thank you for sticking around as long as you did.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in and celebrating and discussing some draft talks and stuff.
Before I go, if anybody has any questions before I go? Bueller?
Yeah, did you expect this?
I did not expect us to win the cup until we got past Toronto.
Right.
Once we got past Toronto was exactly that. As soon as we played those first two games against Helsinki, it's like, yeah, we're winning the cup.
It gave you hope. You're like, shit.
I'm just glad the cup stayed in North America.
I'm glad that I have a cup to my name.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was expecting to pretty much go cupless the first-gen player, so... Okay.
Technically, I got to lift that bad bitch first because I had the C. Yeah. That's something I didn't even think of until now. So that's pretty hype.
Here's a good question: Who did you pass the cup to in our scenario here?
Downey, because he was the captain before me.
Yeah. That's the right.
Drilling on it, steps on the ice, takes the cup.
I feel like it would probably go to the rookies after that to give them a taste, to give them that hunger to get it again. But I would pass it to Downey, and then he'd probably pass it on to some of the rookies.
Someone in the chat said, "What the fuck? I serve all your penalties."
No, that's
Garsh.
Manzer, I bet. Yeah. Garsh, I love you, but you know that Downey carried us. But no, I gotta give a shout out to Garsh because he does serve all my penalties.
Who's gonna win the Cano or the Canoway or whatever?
Probably Canoe.
I thought it was Canoe.
I thought it was Canoe.
Canoe. Take a Canoe.
Probably Downey.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
That's kind of like the only answer. If it was just based on just the series, I mean, it would be a little bit closer of a race. But just the whole playoffs, like, you just can't. It's Downey. It should be Downey. Deserved.
Quilted quicker picker upper.
Who do you think is winning the Funk? Funk is most improved. It's Palazzo. There's not even, like, there's no discussion there.
Yeah.
Went from 36
to 91.
Went from 36 to 91.
Damn. 30 seconds.
I'm going to make my bold prediction here and say I'm in the running for that next season.
There you go.
Most improved.
36 points for me this year. I mean, I'm going to wind up probably on
you're about
some
to hit your
form
prime,
of the first
really.
Or second line. Yeah, so I could very easily see me in that conversation next season.
Especially with that Lau, too. You're going to have to carry a bigger load this year for sure.
Oh, yeah. It should be an exciting season. I wonder if we're going to have a cup hangover, if we're going to go on another like 12 or 13 win streak again.
Possible. Go for the back-to-back.
That'd be amazing.
I honestly think that we have a chance to. I think it's going to be a little harder for us to get back than it's going to be for Helsing in a weird way.
Well, we know what works. Just vote for me to be the captain again, and then we'll just go straight to victory again.
I mean,
we need
it's
Bailey as the conductor of the hype train.
If it ain't broke.
I mean, you guys are undefeated with Spyro as captain.
That's true.
Technically, I've never lost a playoff series since I joined the
AHL. It's pretty amazing.
I'm going to say that every time I made the playoffs, I won the cup.
Got to make it, though, first, right?
I made the playoffs two times all my career.
I mean, that's like the same thing as saying like the Detroit Lions have never lost the stupid.
True. I had a friend who he is a pro wrestler, and he trained in Chicago, and CM Punk was teaching like a wrestling course there, and like he was like doing like, you know, kickouts or something like that, and he like pinned him down for the three count, so he goes around saying he's undefeated against CM Punk.
I heard CM Punk was kind of a jerk.
He is. But
all right, we've passed now. We're 30. We good.
All right, cool. All right. Goodbye, guys. No, does anybody have anything else they want to say?
No, I just want to say thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely.
Always appreciate getting on the podcast.
To Linder, please, video ads would be fucking awesome for the All-Star Game.
Oh my god, yes, thank you. I totally forgot about that.
That would be so
Patrick,
cool.
That would
if
be
you could do,
idea.
Like, I think at least higher priority maybe than video ads would be, like, a video intro for the All-Star Game. Would be
kind of want to do a poll so we know which teams are in there so that we can give them an idea of, like, it's going to be this team versus this team? Well, then I'm going to throw their icons in there or whatever in the intro.
Remind me, I can make a poll on the forum for that. But well, thank you for being on also, Bailey. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And thanks, Esso, obviously, for...
I'm just a platform at this point.
We're using your Twitch draw.
For my clout.
Yeah, big clout. yeah, congratulations, Wolves. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take it easy.
Have a good day, people.
G'day mates, it's Brock here, and if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure you head over and listen to the VSN Australia podcast, the one I host myself. There's already up to 16 hours of quality content for your eardrums on Spotify, plus there'll be more coming each week. That includes interviews with all of your favourite members around the VHL, plus some more secret stuff to come. So please, stop by, listen in, and see what you think. Thank you.